Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne here on Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Monday through Friday, catch me on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. This Wednesday on Truth Radio, I'm going to have Dr. Sally Henning on, and we're doing a forensic analysis of the situation with the Drew Peterson case. She's a psychic, and she is also a psychiatrist. And we're going to talk about the issue of Drew Peterson, because she's also solved many cases for the police departments around the country. So it should be an interesting interview, and that's going to be on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. John, now, before the break, you were talking?
Talking about the idea of the airline industry being directed down, actually all industries being directed down right now. It's like you don't own your home as they're increasing the tax rate of taxes, even if they don't increase them much. Your dollar's worth less. There's been very few increases. In fact, I was looking in the almanac, and in 2030 almanac, the average wage in New York State was $52,000. And the almanac for this year, 2008, which is quoting from 2006 average wage, was $42,000. We took a $10,000 hit between the 2003 and the 2008 almanacs, which probably perpetrated 2001, 2002 of wages and 2006 of wages. And so anyhow, that's a heck of a decrease, and yet we're living on $3-$3.50 fuel, where the townships are living on a dollar and a quarter fuel approximately, and yet they want a 10 or 11% increase in our school tax this year, and all the teachers are saying we need a fair contract, and yet most of them, a lot of them drive a Mercedes or a BMW or the nicer cars of town, and yet they have a proof of success. I think the United States is about 43rd in line across the world for our students as far as the quality of their education and what they can reproduce. We're like 43rd in line, and yet we spend probably the most money on education. So we have to justify where we are in this world. Now, some of the things we're not smart about in the school is that we're poisoning our kids with fluoride and different toxins, and we're either not being aware of that or we're being ignorant because it might threaten your job, and so you don't say anything. But the truth of the matter is the statistical information of being 43rd in line in the world is horrible. We spend probably the most money per capita of child in my little town. Our budget's getting passed right next Tuesday. They want $25,200,000 out of 6,000-person population of the city of Sherburne Earlville. That's a tremendous amount of money.
That's a huge number.
That's a huge, huge number. Now, just multiply that across the states of every little township of every student, and see what that comes up across the nation. And the federal government says they have zero money. It's a lie. It's a huge, huge lie. It's just a matter of how did they put you down, and these people that are accepting the money in the name of the school, and then they put in, it's like 60% of this budget is going towards new building projects, and yet I could go and I could build a building. In fact, I contracted to build a 50,000-square-foot warehouse with full paved, completely area, parking area with three doors, heat, everything. And when it got said and done, a 50,000-square-foot warehouse, I could build it for approximately $500,000. I figured $650,000 just to have some grace area. But $500,000 did it at $10 a square foot, where most people wanted $25 a square foot. And so you can cut budget, you can do things in specs, but you can't have the corruption going on. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the corruption just perpetuate itself. If you get to the end of the budget, you spend your money so that you don't have to give any back and that you can extend your budget for next year.
We're going to break again. We'll have to stop here, John, and we'll be right back. 100-213-9443.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, we're back, and I'm talking to John about some of these things that we need to look at, because the concern here, folks, is that, you know, I love this country, I love America. John, you love America as well. John, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You love America too, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And we were brought up here, we know that there's things here in this country that are totally wrong. That's totally wrong. And I'm trying to put these things out as quickly as I can, because we don't have that much time left, folks, because, you know, again, this stuff is closing in on us. And I get letters from people outside the United States that listen to my broadcast, and they're very concerned, and they're wondering what we're doing as citizens, because they don't understand what we're doing, because it seems to them that we're not doing anything. And the thing is, we're trying to do stuff, but we can't do anything because, in a way, we're blocked because the judicial system is not existing to us. It's existing only to them, in a way.
Well, you're having the same thing happen in Australia. They took their guns away. They're taking the bullets away from Sweden now, who've had armed ammunition and the lowest crime rate in the world for forever, and yet they're taking their ammunition away so their guns are worthless other than throwing them at somebody. I mean, this is going on around the world. And it's not like just us. It's happening. They're manipulating different things of different ways so that the poor is the poor and the leader it. And they're getting ready to take the poor out. It's not a maybe. If you want to go to the Georgia Guidestones, you can read about, and it's an example of us doing things. you could go to the Georgia Guide stones initially. There's seven languages on these big stone blocks. They kind of replicated Stonehenge, and they have 10 new laws, one of them being that there's a new language. And one of them is that there's going to be 500 million population. Well, in a cutesy way, that's saying 11 out of 12 of us have got to be dead. And they're correct. They're doing it right now. They're forming it. But they used to say nobody knew who put those Georgia Guidestones there. They just showed up one day, and nobody would take credit for them. Well, on our like our radio program, I started saying, well, if no one's taking credit for them and they're here to violate us and to destroy us, let's go up and destroy them. And when that got announced, all of a sudden, I think it was the Masons of that area took charge and said, oh, we built them. Now, I'm kind of curious on that because here you got a stone structure built by highly, I'm going to say like a municipal system. Would that be like a high bid contract or a state bid contract where you'd have to be so many wages? Now, we have a nonprofit organization put up probably a several million dollar project of a stone hedge. They really have that kind of money? And if they didn't, we got an IRS tax issue here, don't we?
Well, they're above that. You know, they don't have that.
Well, you're really irritating the heck out of me today. you're putting all these walls up like, oh, they're God, and we can't touch them. That's not true. If the law is good for us, the law is good for them. And until we stop accepting it, that it doesn't work that way.
Well, let me ask you this. This is a good example, okay? This is a very good example of something that bothers me.
I would probably, saying it's a damn poor example because you're contradicting the truth.
No, this is the truth today. we can't do anything. There's nothing we can do. Because, see, the reason I'm saying this is things like this happen. We got this situation where we have a gentleman down in Arkansas, and the governor of Arkansas, former governor, who's supposed to be a highly religious man, has a man locked up in jail, John Christopher Peeler, life sentence, no parole, no forensic evidence, no body, no crime scene, nothing, just locked up there for life. Got another man here. This is all kind of evidence that somebody killed his third wife. He's a police sergeant. They're still looking for the fourth wife, and they don't say anything about the mother that's been disappearing for I don't know how long. Now they're lying in the news and saying that he was going with a girl when she was 17, and actually, in fact, from all the documentation I saw, and these are real documents out there, 15 in the police department covering up. So you told me, you know, you said what? You said that I am upsetting you, but I'm telling you, there's nothing we can do. You got a situation right now. I just had something I found out that's very disturbing to me. There's a gentleman that, I had reported was involved with all kinds of jihad activities, this and that and the other out here, flight schools, all kinds of stuff, and I followed where he was arrested by the DEA. It was on the Internet, right, websites for Operation Mountain Express 2 and 3. I was told by a banker that this person was locked up in California and bringing in 52 megatons of meth in, and it was tied into all these people arrested and stuff, and he was down in the Bay Area, Cuba, in July 7, 2005. He was at a sentencing hearing, and there was a document of the sentencing hearing going on, and then there was nothing else. It just kind of like vanished. That guy's out, and he's in the real estate right now, not too far from where I am. Right out, right here, yes, now. I reported all this stuff, and, you know, I'm just out there in the open, flaming in the wind, and I think they're trying to set me up, folks, try to kill me, because, why is this guy out? Why is he over here? I was told that you cannot go in the real estate market or anything, and if you have a felony against you, you cannot. This guy does. If I report it, well, who am I going to take it to? Because I took it to all these people, and they say they don't handle this, they don't do this, and you know, they can't, what is it? But we're paying for it. We're paying huge sums of money. Caller called in, and he said, there's a hidden second double. You know what? I didn't even say anything, John, because you know what? I know about double entry bookkeeping. That's what I used to do. Two ledgers, yeah. There's a second Federal Reserve. But there's a Federal Reserve that's got real stuff in it, maybe. And there's a second one that washes money and stuff like that. That found out when they put their $5,000 counterfeit money orders in my bank account, I reported. And I took that up with all these different places, because of me, the Madigan's office, the Attorney General here, Attorney General in New York, and there's a Spitzer who's now the governor of New York. I took it to all these different factions, complained about it, went to the Treasury Department, all this stuff. And it all falls under the declaration of the president of September 28, 2001, where he said that any fiduciary crime or anything that is found, a foreign or domestic, that was used to funnel money and acts of things for terrorism was supposed to be investigated and by the policing department under direct directive from the president himself. And the other person that answered to it was the Treasury Department, and nobody would look into this money, even though it was tied to a terrorist activity. They claim that they're looking for terrorists, and when you give it to them on the silver platter, they say they don't handle that. They choose and pick with the terror. We're terror to them because they got to watch it. I mean, I was sitting at a bus stop one day at the local library. I was looking nose to nose to the camera. One of those little blue cameras with the blue lights, because they put the blue light in it to make you know that they're watching and recording you. And you know how much money that costs? How much money does it cost for a governor or a mayor or a state representative to leave here and go to a foreign country? Why do they go when we don't have any money? Who's paying for that? John?
Well, I don't know. I just assume what the camera equipment would be. If it's like the highways, they spend three or four times more money than they have to. And, you know, they supposedly got all this information. But, you know, even a camera picture, it's like that picture I showed you of Herb's car. He had a picture that they took of a car in Washington, D.C., and they said it was his license plate, but it was on a different car, much newer car than his car. And he had less than 40,000 miles in his car from inspection from when he got it first registered. And so it couldn't have been his car. He sent it back one night, and they ended up delinquenting it. But first off, they had a license plate picture taken down in the capital city of the United States. And when it got said and done, it was bogus. It wasn't, even though you had a picture, it didn't mean anything because it wasn't clear enough to really properly read it. And so anyhow, here again, you had the policing force doing a project that is redundant, because as far as giving a speeding ticket, you can still put the Murphy gauges out and have nobody speed anywhere. But they don't want that. They want to have their ticket taker.
Let me tell you a little funny story about that that license plate ticket picture crap that they got. Excuse me. When they began doing those pictures, they started taking pictures of the whole car, not only plate. So anyway, a friend of mine told me that they sent the picture to their house, and it was a woman I know. And lo and behold, she saw her husband in the car with another woman. Then all of a sudden they changed it over where they just take a picture of the plate. They don't take a picture of the whole car because, you know, they can be compromised if somebody's in a car with somebody they shouldn't be in the car with, but they still get their money. But again, who do you complain to? Who do you go to? All of them are in debt. And like I told you before, this guy is out. He's in town where I am. And then they do this little secret squirrel thing that orchestrates things, you know, to put you in a setting so that they can take you out and violate you, kind of like what they did with William Cooper, to make you either a conspirator or have you in a situation where some family members are doing something or something and look insane, because then they have a reason. They have a reason to come after you directly, and then when the shot's fired, they're covered, because the situation is they created a skirmish around a lie. That's what the CIA does. They create these things. They're told to do this against American citizens. They're not supposed to operate in the United States anymore, but then because of this White House, they operate here. Now, what do you feel on that, John?
Well, you're right. It's just a continuing on of this delinquency of false leadership and false, you know, security. If anything, it's not security. It's a takeover. It's a manipulation, turning us into slaves.
Well, we're going to break. We'll be right back. Callers 800-313. 9443. We'll be right back up.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back, and we're here on RBN, and I'm with John. And we're talking about some things that you need to be aware of, because we're moving real close in this, right, John?
Well, it's like your website there that was taken down. You were talking the other night about the training of the different, I want to say Iraqi and or Afghanistan people or Saudi people. And as I'm reading that over and just reiterating it, they have this huge story going on of how these people were being trained here in this country and whatnot. And I believe there was a lot of truth to it. But I also believe it was CIA-oriented to the fact that, like, Enron building is a huge, expensive building. They went bankrupt, but yet who's running that company? I'm going to tell you the CIA is running that multi, you know, high-story skyscraper. And so here you have a situation of that story, and they did arrest some people to make it look good. But when it gets said and done, they're kind of taking that down now. And, again, it's been pretty well proven that those hijackers didn't do the bombing. It was droids, and six or seven of those hijackers are still alive, which would be impossible if it was a different scenario. You have a couple of doors to where, unless you have key entry or something, you can't leave the building even. And that didn't happen. Those people didn't get locked in different places for different situations that would exist, something like that. And so now they're taking that story off the air, or taking it off the internet, because there was arrest made and whatnot. The gentleman's in your neighborhood, and he's dealing in spanking, he's dealing in mortgages, and he's dealing in drugs. And that's exactly what we're having trouble with in this country. And so they're excelling it, or they're whatever they're doing, to try to corrupt different people and take properties. And again, initial arrests were made. The information is disappearing now. You've made a reiteration of asking for a complaint against that, and you have the information, so now your website's starting to disappear on a few things. We have a lot of corruption going on. We have a lot of things that are impacting us, and people think, oh, it's just a glitch or something. Well, it's just like last week there, President Bush gets pushed down by the secret, Intelligence Committee, saying they haven't had any activity in Iran since 2003, and so that means ever since then, there has been no attack on the U.S. from that area, but we're over there steering the boat to attack them. And if we stir it enough, eventually they'll attack. They're forcing the issue. It's not their fault that's going on. It's more our fault. And so anyhow, I don't know. It's a bad situation. We've got to try to turn it around. There's information to where the government supposedly was supporting against the Arab insurgents and that were being trained at the airports and all that kind of items. When it gets said and done, a lot of them are still working somewhere in the world when they're supposed to be all dead. Why is that game played? It's kind of hard for me to even understand sometimes, because it's like, well, why didn't they just kill the person or whatever else, or eliminate problems? But they don't seem to worry about it. And they're building on a lie. They're constantly adjusting that for whatever purpose they want. And it seems to be working out for them. If I had done as much wrong as they had done, I feel I would be my karma would be so bad I'd have cancer or something, or my family would have cancer, and I'd be done and over with, because I just couldn't I couldn't perpetrate all the badness that they've perpetrated. I don't know. How do you feel about that, Deanne? Well, I don't hear. Oh, okay. Probably her cell phone's probably broken down. Her battery's going down. Okay. Anyhow, again, Deanne's websites have been attacked here because she's perpetrated information about the Zaqqari plane training camps, and the 52 megaton of meth that came in, and all of a sudden this guy's out walking the streets. He's got to be a CIA agent, and again, he deals in mortgages, he deals in banking, and so here we have the country being told, oh, you're failing on the banking issues, you're failing on the mortgage issues. They're actually making it happen in a lot of ways, but the truth of the matter is they have all sorts of money. They're spending it on schools. They're spending it on whatever they want to spend it on, except where it really is productive for the community. It's not really productive for the community when we're not teaching our children to be any better than 143rd in line of quality of education. And, again, just in my aspect of the school, it says 62% of that budget of $25 million for 6,000 people is being spent on renovation. We have a fairly new modern school. It had all the it met all the bells and crystals of criteria to be built initially 15, 20 years ago. In fact, one of the schools is only 3-4 years old. And so now they're building a lot of infrastructure for wheelchair access, and they're telling us their lights are no good, they're high energy, they need to be changed to low energy, more efficient. They're telling us the windows are really bad, so they got to change them because they're terrible glass. Well, what did we put terrible glass in for if it's been only 10, 15 years? And so anyhow, those are some of the things being perpetrated onto us, and it's not right. It's an orchestration of money being spent, and again, it's raising our land taxes and of trying to pay for the school tax of 11% increase in Norwich, and again, is if I had a business to where I was 146th in line, I wouldn't be very productive. I'd probably be out of business. I hear the music. We'll be right back. The Deanne Burley Show on RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We're back, and John, I'm sorry, I kind of got disconnected here. I'm back up, but I missed what you were saying. But you know what I did hear is very true. You know, again, these folks, you know, are supposed to have been touting this thing about, you know, doing something in regards to all these so-called terrorist cells that were along the place, and they were arresting people. In this particular case, this guy was in the Bay Area, Cuba, and there was a situation. I've been looking at a pattern that they've been doing in regards to orchestrating money through real estate property fraud, and it seems that because we're in this huge mortgage crisis, that there seems to be another one of these targets of laundering and moving money through real estate and property going on right now as we speak. And again, as you know, as I told you, you know, this situation put me in extreme danger because, again, you know, who did I report this to? Because I reported it before, they didn't do anything. And the thing is, I keep saying these things because they don't do their job. They don't do what they claim they're doing. They watch us, they camera us, they film us, they do everything to us. So when you purport something that's dangerous to you and your life and things, they don't handle that. And it's a sad situation because, again, you know, you have people making fraud on the court, using multiple different names, doing all kinds of illegal stuff, not particularly this person, but there's been others, and you report it, and the thing is, it goes on, it's a crime in action, just like John was saying, he had a crime in action in his lawsuit, he tried to file appeal stuff, and they don't do anything like that, but yet Judge Beaver said that the courtrooms are filled up with cases that they don't need to hear. So it would be logical that there is nothing need to hear those cases, don't legislate anything else, just go and start working on these cases to get rid of the corruption and the fraud and the so-called nightmare of terrorism that's still here in this country. John, you want to say something on that?
Well, as I made out a point earlier, if you look at the judges, they're starting to complain because they're somehow not happy with what they're getting paid. The numbers that are showing themselves on the minimum is $12,000 an hour profit for the courts to run. And so here we have a situation where the judges are saying, well, there's too much law, there's too much. And so apparently they've got them levied down to only receiving a little bit. And it's like the taxi cab drivers to pay $50,000 up front to get your the medallion to be able to drive taxi cab and have a taxi cab license is getting ridiculous. It's beyond measure. Where do we have the Boston Tea Party to get rid of the double taxation or fraudulent taxation and corruption to where we can't live? And it's happening even to the upper elite. The judges that have been persecuting us are now seeing a problem with their job and complaining about it. And so you're seeing this around the board on everybody, you know, as they took the gypsies in Germany and then they went up through and they finally ended up with the Jews. They're going to take a lot of us.
And the thing is so sad here, too, is, again, you know, in this situation I'm in, you know, they're doing things to order. You know how much money it takes for them to operate the CIA operation they're doing? And then also what they're doing at the same time is putting misinformation out there in the on the Internet, and they're taking down websites. They took down – this is what they did. This thing was Operation Mountain Express 2 and 3. If you go on the DEA website and you open that up, there's certain ones of them with this guy's name in it. You can't go in. It's dead. It doesn't exist. If you go in there, other stuff exists, but that one doesn't. So this surely is showing that it was a government operation. So they were using government operations against me to park me somewhere and put me in a situation of danger. And then evidently a government operation was the one to put the $5,000 in my bank of account to try to cause me another conspiracy. And the thing is that they did this intentionally with intent to do what when I wasn't doing anything. I was just an innocent individual like anybody else. I wasn't committing fraud. I wasn't doing anything. I was reporting criminal activity I saw was going on. And the thing was that the things I saw were led up to September 11th because all these people were moving this money around. There was international driver's licenses being used, misused, and they were creating false and phony bogus corporations. They were using the trucks to move drugs in and out of the country, polluting our young people and kids all over the place. They make this huge, big operation to do what to who and why. And that's our tax dollar. That's our tax dollar. Like I said, I've been watching this stuff. I watch it, and the thing is, they come back and amaze at how you know this. The thing is, you think like a thief, and you know what? You can follow what they do. If you think like a crook, you think like a crook, and you'll see what they do. And the thing is, that's what a forensic person does. They become a profiler, and they profile cases, and that's what I do. So I'm looking at these people that we look up to and we hail, and they think that they're the proper justice of the law of the land, and they're sitting there allowing individuals to come over here and make out there's somebody else that coerce and corrupt other individuals to create all these types of environments to do the special operations to do what? And then at the end, somebody gets killed, and if it's them or me or whatever, because the bottom line is this. They always do that because nobody gets paid, because when you look at how much money is orchestrated put into this stuff, they're not going to pay them people. They give them a couple of dollars here and there just to keep them going, and then eventually they don't need them anymore. They're gone. I had listings for my dad going back to the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, how they got rid of porters and agents and everything else. They'll need you. They don't care. You're thinking you're doing something great. You're making money. Get shot, harmed, get in foreign countries. Nobody comes for you, stuff like that. Who cares? They don't care. They made their money. Now I'm going to bring Bill from Ivanhoe up. Bill, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, bless you. Merry Christmas to you and all. You know, especially for the new listeners.
If we make it.
Yeah, if we make it. For the new listeners, they're probably sitting here listening to you folks, and, you know, their jaws are on the floor, and they're thinking, boy, what a bunch of wackos. I don't only point out, you mentioned William Cooper, page 113 of Behold the Pale Horse, NSDD 17, NSDD 77, NSDD 138. Have them look it up. It'd be a good start for them being such qualified researchers to see the actual declassified documentation. Everything on 138, international terrorism, 4384, classified subjects, directive endorsed principle of preemptive retaliatory raids against terrorists. And yet, who are the terrorists according to all the bills that are falling out of Congress presently? We, the employers, the sovereigns of America, the United States of America, who would not settle for the hypocrisy of a democracy, that would demand a constitutional republic, that every action, every act of sedition or treason that would fall out of their mouths or off the tip of their pens would be a chargeable offense. And they set up actual programs. And this is right out of the 1980s. So it isn't anything that Mr. Bush 1 didn't prepare for his son Bush 2 in the 2000s. If you look very closely, SB 2834 gives Bush the power to use any agency or branch of government. Going back to John's comment, we're saying CIA, but that doesn't delimit NSA. And if your site is missing your archives, I would assume that they have done that preemptively unless you received an NSA letter. And that just goes to show you how very frightened they are of the truth. At least they gave Kryptone a NSA warning letter before they took him down.
Well, they're taking my site down. And I had this stuff I wrote and brought together, which is, you know, the documentation of what this guy was about and what he was doing. And then what they do is they're a government site. I mean, not my site. I'm talking about the government site. The DEA, which is the Department of, what is it? I forgot what that thing is. DEA is the Federal
Drug Enforcement Agency.
Thank you. I forgot that when this guy brought 52 megatons of meth in and black tar heroin and drug making equipment and stuff like that. The Operation Mountain Express 1, 2, 3 and everything. So you go in there and you try to look for it. It says it's there. You go click on the site for the government. It goes in there and says, this page is no longer there.
Yeah, well, and finalizing, and I'll jump off with blessings for a new year of a constitutional republic when Mr. Ron Paul is instated lawfully as president of a republic. 2834 of Bush 1, the bill effectively prevents any oversight by anyone and allows the executive branch to skirt the law and to escape accountability. Now, this was a United States naval officer, submarine service, highly elite, very decorated, and he's no longer here. So I'll just close with that and ask the new listeners to support Ron Paul, become informed, and support the radio station and pass the word on. There's less time, I think, than what we all are aware. If they do have this palace coup, and they crash the economy, it's going to be an uphill fight from there on out. Bless you all. Thank you, Deanne.
Well, thank you, Bill. And see, this is exactly what I'm talking about, because see, if they go on the Internet and they find, you know, if I wasn't doing or writing anything that was of any significance to it, they wouldn't be taking my sites down, folks. They wouldn't be hiding information. Why would they hide it if I was just a you know, nobody with no information or anything? When they go on your site and start taking stuff out, they are hiding stuff because they don't want people to know what devious instruments they have been using to either knock people down or create conspiracy. And again, like I said, if you go on a site that is controlled and written by the government, and there is a court document that provides evidence that this stuff is going on, and the thing is, they hope that you don't pull it up or print it out, because if they can go on the Internet and erase it, then you have no record of what happened. So now they got another clean individual they can send out there and do something else of a tyranny activity, because they are being paid by us through our PayPal dollars, through our checks and stuff, in order for them to do this tyrannous situation. John, you want to say something about it?
Well, you've got another caller from Dave from Arizona, I believe.
Oh, I do. Dave from Arizona, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I think if I hear the word Ron Paul again, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Uh-oh.
I just have to call in because every time I listen to RBN or I listen to Jones's show, everybody's saying Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. And this is a bunch of madness. What has Ron Paul done? He's been there for 12 to 15 years. Let me tell you what Ron Paul has done. He's been a part of the system that would tell people that Social Security is welfare. Social Security is not welfare. People paid their taxes into Social Security so they would have a retirement fund. It's not given
right.
By the government. He keeps talking about people on the dole. He's been on the dole for 15 years working for the federal government. It's still fun. Also, what has he been doing with all the millions of dollars he's collected? I've not seen one ad for Ron Paul. That's supposedly the reason for collecting all this money. Then I'll point out to you one more thing. There's only one politician that's brought up a bill in the House to impeach one of these devils, and that's what needs to be done. And it
that's Kucinich, right?
Kucinich, and nobody supports him, but they'll get out.
Wait. You know what? That's the one I support.
I'm so sick of everybody. They need to support Dennis Kucinich.
See, when I went into the White House, I went to Washington, went to ACLU, and the only person I saw with their ties flying backwards and running up and down the houses and stuff was Dennis Kucinich. And he was trying to get that done, to get that bill passed.
He has been fighting for the people since he became the mayor of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, I agree with you, but the thing is that, there's only a few people that people can look at that might be of hope. And
Deanne. Nobody is supporting him like they are this nonsense of Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. What has Ron Paul done? Ron Paul has been part of a system that has been telling people that if your government does anything for you, it's welfare. But it's all right for capitalism to work. That's what I point out to Social Security. If Ron Paul were president today, he would do away with the Social Security system. He has already said that. He's a part of this Von Mises crowd. They're a bunch of Australian-type economists who think the government should not be involved in the people except to take the people's money for the corporations. And this nonsense about doing away with the Federal Reserve Bank, if you believe that he can do away with the Federal Reserve Bank, I've got a bridge I want to sell you in Arizona. It's called the Suspension Bridge. He's not going to be able to do that, but nobody, how many people out there listening to your radio station can say they've called Congress to support Dennis Kucinich?
I have signed up for his website and stuff, because again, the whole thing is this. I'm the one, maybe there's a bunch of talks or hosts, but I'm one that's very active in doing what I say. And the thing is, I can't stand seeing people talk and not, you know, not do anything. These people orchestrate it. They read off a dummy sheet. They have things in their ears, and they're repeating stuff that sounds good to get people to vote for. I go to the White House, and I see somebody that is actually trying to get somebody impeached. And nobody else is doing that. I haven't heard nobody do anything. There's not even one of the presidential candidates. No, we've been complaining since when against about September 11th. We've been complaining about when against the things that happened in Oklahoma City. We've been complaining about all these different things, judicial fraud and everything else, that go bump in the night. And all of us want to have impeachment hearings or something done or anything. And you bring that before any of these people. And they come back and they say, we don't handle that. Or they don't do it. Or they look at you and you talk to their aides or their people, and none of them do anything. But I did see Dennis Kucinich, and he was going in there. And he's been going in there nonstop. And he's a presidential candidate. He has been working to try to get impeachment done. So I will say that. So we're coming to a break. And we'll be back. If you want to hold on for a second, please do. And we'll be back at 800-313-9443.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back, and we're here with RepublicBroadcasting.org. Remember, folks, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, 6 to 7. In fact, in the next hour, I'm going to be on NowLive.com, NowLive.com. I'm going to bring up another part of this broadcast, so if you want to come over there, where I'm going to be. And we have another caller, Rich in Missouri. Rich, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Deanne?
Yes, hi, Rich.
Yeah, hi. You know, I'm sorry to disagree with you, and this last caller was absolutely absurd. What has Ron Paul done? He's been the leader against the police state, the leader against the IRS, the leader against having your guns taken, all your rights taken, the leader for transparency in government. He's Dr. No. Look at everything that's passed, 434-1. Where are these mindless morons coming from? He's the Thomas Jefferson of our time.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to say this. I don't know if the other caller's still here. And John, Rich, can you hear me?
Sure.
Well, okay. What that clicking thing is, I'm sorry. But, Rich, this is the problem I have, and I guess because I'm no politician to think. I'm not saying that Ron Paul isn't a good candidate. But the thing is, when I went to Washington, I went around and I talked to these congressmen and statesmen and whoever was sitting around, and I was talking to them, trying to get in touch with somebody in there to try to do something in regards to this monstrosity we have in this country going on. Because I'm very concerned because our basic freedoms and rights are going as we speak.
Well, Dennis Kucinich is not going to do anything for your rights about Ron Paul. He's one of the guys that votes for this stuff. You need to research your candidates and look at Ron Paul.
No,
look
that's a
at
lie.
Ron Paul's the leading candidate that's ever supported our sovereignty. That's why people are raving about Ron Paul.
But the only thing, again, is that in order to get this thing, this demon out of the White House, this demon situation.
Wait a minute. I'm not concerned with that. He's leaving anyway because we got an election coming. But I'm concerned
with
the ignorance expressed by these people here.
Well, the thing is, this is the thing the caller's saying. He doesn't believe we're going to have an election. John, do you feel we're going to have an election come up?
That is a good question. I kind of question, you know, with that the five nukes being flown over the five states, that was supposedly a secret mission, and yet five or six or seven million-dollar men captains reported the flight, which they would never report before, and then also they mysteriously died, is a red flag of a possible another 9/11 taking place to where it'll generate a police state. It's like right now, all of a sudden, with Mr. Bush being pushed on by the Intelligence Committee for 2003's report on Iran not having any nuclear program, all of a sudden we have six or seven shootings around the country. It's just amazing how they can trigger some people to start creating terrorism. And so, that is a good question. One opinion I'd like to put out here is that we have probably three or four good candidates that I see, and they all have a point of measure, but they have been in position. We need good men in position as we need good men in the military, even though the military has been corrupted at this moment.
Well, I'm going to stop everybody here because we're going to get ready for the end of the program, but you know what? This is very good that we brought this up, because next week I'm going to see if I can get... I'm going to talk to both Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich office to see if we can get them on. Yeah, to talk about this and have a debate here. And I will research what you said. I will look into that. But the thing is, right now, my way is that Dennis Kucinich. And we'll be back. And we'll be here next week. And I'll be on after the show. I'm now live in the next hour.
Don't forget,
nice.
God loves you all.
Love.
With recent